preparing for your fast.
I spent 20 years in church and never heard a sermon on fasting. My first encounter with it was soon after I joined a new church, and the pastor announced a 21-day fast. It was a huge culture shock. The fast, not always 21 days, was something they did every year because the pastor believed corporate fast was something that God honored and rewarded. Because fasting was completely new to me, it wreaked havoc on my body. It conflicted with my thyroid medicine I was on at the time, and I felt miserable. Fasting is like exercise. If you've never done it before, you have to start small. The pastor didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he gave everyone the option to do a shorter fast. But if you've never fasted before, don't try to do 21 days. It's like running 21 miles when you're not a runner. It's a recipe for disaster. Just like anything in life, preparation is key. To prepare for a fast, write down a fasting plan. Whether it's one meal a day or a 24-hour fast, if you don't write it down, you will struggle to succeed. You need to write down when your fast starts and the hour it's going to end so that you don't forget. Later in this section, I'm going to share some example plans to help you get started. Making a commitment is the first step to being successful with fasting. Commitment is a big problem for people in every area of life. Transitioning into your fast and sample fasting plans. I mentioned previously in this chapter that I dived straight into my first extended fast head first and it was a disaster. To help you understand how you can build up to a long fast, I created a sample outline. Let's pretend you want to do a 5-day fast. Week one, start with a 6-hour eating window for 5 days, fasting 18 hours per day. Week two, complete one 24-hour fast. I recommend fasting from dinner to dinner or lunch to lunch. So you could start your fast after dinner on Wednesday and eat again dinner on Thursday. Or you could start your fast after lunch on Friday and eat again at lunch on Saturday. Week three, do one 48-hour fast. Week four, do a 3-day fast. Week five, 6-hour eating window for 5 days. Week six, do one 24-hour fast. Week seven, do one 48-hour fast. Week eight, do a 5-day fast. Feel free to try this in its entirety to shorten it or extend it. Transitioning out of your fast. The longer you fast, the more important your transition out of your fast is. If I just finished a 3-day fast, the last thing I'd want to do is eat a big steak and mashed potatoes as my first meal. Your transition should be half the time of your fast. 3-day fast, do a 1.5-day transition. 4-day fast, do a 2-day transition. 6-day fast, do a 3-day transition. 8-day fast, do a 4-day transition. Be careful with processed ingredients and animal products during your transition. You just finished cleansing your body of a lot of toxins, so be careful of what you put back in. Fats and animal proteins are harder to digest. I even eat fruits and vegetables separately and pair proteins with non-starchy vegetables. Different combinations digest better than others. I don't want you to stress about food combining, but some things are common sense. Having a big old burger and fries, and you'll feel terrible. The very first thing I try to eat after I break a long fast is a smoothie that is mostly vegetables. Then I might have some fruit or cooked vegetables. I personally stick to pretty much fruits and vegetables after a long fast. Recently, I was coming off a long fast, and on the first day, I was away on a business trip, and I wanted to eat at two of my favorite restaurants, True Food Kitchen and the Nordstrom Cafe, one restaurant for lunch and one for dinner. And both times, I ordered my absolute favorite dishes, both of which had meat on them. Both dishes sounded amazing, but as soon as they got to the table, I couldn't stand the smell or taste of the meat. I just couldn't eat it, and I'm not sure why. I just listened to my body and stuck to the veggies. Listen to what your body is telling you that you can handle.